I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. State health officials reported 28 new COVID-19 infections today and one new death. Legislation that would decriminalize the possession of small amounts of buprenorphine appears to be headed to the desk of Governor Phil Scott. The Vermont Senate today gave its support to a proposal that's already won approval from House lawmakers. Senate President Becca Ballant said buprenorphine, which is used to treat opioid use disorder, is a life-saving alternative to heroin and fentanyl.
We're taking this action because we are all, every single one of us, every single community is impacted by this health emergency.
It's unclear whether Governor Scott will sign the bill. Public Safety Commissioner Michael Schirling has said that buprenorphine is a powerful opioid that should only be used when prescribed by a doctor. And the House has approved a resolution that declares racism a public health emergency in Vermont. The measure states that health outcomes for Black, Indigenous, and people of color in Vermont are significantly worse than for Vermont's white population. According to the resolution, Black Vermonters account for almost 5% of all COVID cases, while representing roughly 1% of the population. Northfield Representative Ann Donahue said this issue needs serious attention in the future.
So, yes, it is racism that is, like COVID, a public health emergency. But COVID is being defeated by a vaccine, and racism will not be so easily defeated without a longer-term societal commitment.
The measure now goes to the Senate for its consideration. The forecast tonight becoming mostly clear with a chance of isolated showers, lows in the 30s, some upper 20s in the cooler spots north, which could bring scattered frost. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.